Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Which is Stronger, Fear or Love?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus had been teaching in the temple at Jerusalem. When the people heard his words, someone in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" They replied, "Never has anyone spoken like this man." Then the Pharisees said, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, this rabble, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, chief priests and Pharisees, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. I think the question that comes from this gospel selection is, what is the power? Is it fear or love? Jesus is preaching and people are fussing. There's a crowd around. Some of them wanted to arrest him. Can you beat that? It's something new, something different, and it's upsetting the status quo. I wonder if there isn't fear lurking here. Unfortunately, fear is one of the most powerful forces in our world. The question is it the strongest? Is it the strongest? Is it not the reason why we spend billions of dollars on armaments, on nuclear deterrence, and all that? Is it not why we build walls to keep immigrants out? So many ways to keep ourselves safe. Yeah, so what is the more powerful, fear or love? We have a postulant named Marielle. She's 34 years old, born in the Philippines. She has a special gift from God. In the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, where he describes the church as the body of Christ, St. Paul says that there are preachers, teachers, helpers, and others, he goes on, But yeah, helpers. And they're all these gifts are working together to make the body thrive. Well, Marielle is one of these helpers. She is also a fearless person. I don't mean that she likes to climb very tall trees or do bungee jumps off high cliffs or anything like that. But her whole life is elsewhere than worrying about things. That is to say, fear has no place in her life. She only thinks about loving and helping. Wow. For example, when I'm cooking a meal for 14 persons, she comes around and says, "What can I do? What can I do?" And I'm thinking, oh, bliss. Wow. She's also not too concerned about legalities at all. She would probably be one of the rabble that knows nothing about the law. I think that is a priceless statement. Ha ha. Well, the chief priests and Pharisees are twittering about Jesus. The rabble have found a treasure. Marielle is one of those persons that look directly at life and walk through it and never lose their way. Yeah. There's another one, Sister Imelda Marie. She's about the same age. She came here for a visit a couple of years ago, and after a few days, she said, "This is what I want. This is what I want." She never went back. You see, they found something, someone they loved, namely Jesus, the subject of this gospel story. Never has anyone spoken like this man. Love is the power, eh? In the words of a wonderful old song, "Once you have found him, never let him go. Once you have found him, never let him go." God bless you. Amen.